here. Okay, first off, Mrs. Hatha just said this is a very sharp chevra, so I hope I do you guys justice. Girls BMP, I remember Ramosha Tzvi Weinberg. Anyone listen to my Rebbe on my Torah?
Yeah.
So he used to be the head of Girls BMP, and he was great. And I'm starting to get really that flavor. I wasn't here when he was here, but I'm really starting to feel that flavor of Chashidus. There's some more copies here. Chashidus Torah on the girls' campus, I think, is if Mrs. Hakazer at the leadership, I think that has really come back. Not to say that anything in the past hasn't been great. I think it has. I think I made enough copies. I think I made 30 copies, so it should be enough. But I really think that you guys got some serious opportunities, besides being with the campers, but for yourselves to continue to grow. I'm not sure anyone should post Shana, post Shana Bet, but at the end of the day, to be able to take time, I give you guys a lot of credit, and because it's so easy just to be tired and exhausted, whether you're a support staff, counselor, whatever it is. So, shkar to you guys. On Monday, Tuesday, Mrs. Hakaz asked me, what would you be interested in? I said, I would love to teach, to learn some Torah. We're going to probably call this segment called Pnimius of the Parsha, the deeper essence of not just going through the story, but really try to see the Parsha in a more of a deeper way. I'm not sure yet if we're going to be sticking with Rabbi Nachman, but today we're going to be doing Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim was the prime student of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is not just a song that was played on opening night. I think it was towards the end of the... towards the end, Manigim and Alephot were there, but Rabbi Nachman was the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And we know thousands and thousands of Jews have yet to go. Maybe you could talk to Mrs. Mirzov Tehillah, but yet to go for Rosh Hashanah, but a very, very special tzaddik. The only reason why he had his Torah is because for Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim, Likutei Halachos, was his prime student. So if you look inside on page 1, you get such an incredible lesson. I think it really connects to what we're trying to do here in Camp Morasha. It's something that I could use a little reminder myself as well. It's double-sided here. So if you're the type to like get scared, like my wife doesn't do sheets, like she said that very, very straight out, like she sees sheets, she gets scared. So do whatever works for you. Tzu'u is Rosh Kol Das B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, right after the whole story with Pinchas and Kozbi and Zimri, we know there was inappropriate relationships happening within Klal Yisrael, and Pinchas steps up to the plate. So Hashem charges Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael once again. So Reb Nassim wants to understand, just give a little preview, why is it that right after everyone dies, are we specifically as a time now to count Klal Yisrael? Everyone see we're on the left-hand side? Ma? Good? Everyone good?
Yeah.
Ma, shenitztavu tekev achar maisa zimri limnos et Yisrael. Why dafka, says Reb Nassim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Moshe to count Klal Yisrael? What's the pshat? So he says, Hayah kedei lo orer koach kol nefesh v'nefesh mishishi mibo nafshos Yisrael. He says at the end of the day, the counting wasn't just to get a number. It was to be ma'ora the neshama, to awaken the Jewish neshama within every single pintel yid. And we know that there's a concept in the Jewish people called that there's 600,000 neshamas. The Jewish people have 600,000 neshamas. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah, which there actually aren't. There's more. There's different ways to calculate that. I'm not going to get into Gugulim because I know nothing about that. But at the end of the day, every single Jew, doesn't matter, alufin, alufot, cursing, not cursing, a whole canteen situation, everyone knows. Doesn't matter what they're doing. Down deep, everybody has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Baal Tanya tells us, I'm going to go a little script here, but we're right on the third line here. The Baal Tanya tells us that every Jew has a chedek alakami ma'am mamish. Every Jew has a neshama, which is a piece of Hashem. And it doesn't matter what they're wearing, doesn't matter what they're talking like, every single Jew has part of Hashem within them. And we have to remember that. And I have to remember that too. Last night at Marv, the Alfim gave us a little bit of a nice opportunity to dimin chazi them. It's so easy to be negative, it's so easy to look down. That's not the Jewish way. It's not Hashem's way. Hashem's way is to be able to look for the good. Yes, I had to talk to them, and I had to get a little fire with them a little bit, but not at them, just at the action. What happened at Marv? I don't know if you heard, but Marv was a little rough. So I talked to him after. You're not rude. You're not selfish. You're not arrogant. But what just happened was rude. and was selfish and was arrogant. But their neshama down deep, usually the kids, I'm sure you guys know this, usually the kids that are not putting on tefillin, or the girls that are not keeping to the whatever the tzniyas codes are, those are the kids who have like the highest neshamas. The kid who was getting sent to the principal office, or the kid that's having a hard time with the regular quote unquote day to day code of Judaism, those are the kids that need it the most, that want it the most. They just have to be able to channel. And it takes time to develop that neshama, to be able to develop their connection to Hashem. So that's what Rabbi Nelson says over here. It wasn't just counting to get a number. It was to be ma'orev korach kol nefesh v'nefesh v'yishishim ribos nafshus Yisrael. Why? Says Rabbi Nachman, but really from Rabbi Nachman, we're going to see it on page 2 in a few minutes. Kidei lahamshich b'chinas hanukura tova sheyesh b'chol nefesh v'nefesh v'yisrael. This is Rabbi Nachman's number one, not just being b'simcha, but this is like his number one thing. The famous Torah, we're going to see in Reish Pei Beis, that every Jewish neshama, every Jew, no matter what they are, religious, not religious, reform, not reform, a woman of the wall, whatever, doesn't matter. Every Jew has a holy neshama, nekuda tova, has a holy point within them. And it's our job to be able to look for the good within them. At the end of the day, be able to purify them from the klipa of Bilam. Right? Bilam doesn't just represent a person, but Bilam represents an attitude. Right? The Mishnah Perkei Avos says that there's Tamidim of Avram, there's the Tamidim of Bilam. The Tamidim of Avram had an Ayin Tov. Ayin Tova. I didn't do so well in my YU Hebrew. I took a semester off. It was rough. Not for now. But at the end of the day, the Tamim Aram have the ability to see an Ayin Tov. Bill sees the Ayin Ra. He only sees the action. He only sees the outer experience. He doesn't look for the deeper the soul within every single person. This is super crucial, super critical. Yes, it's a very nice fluffy thing to say that everyone has a beautiful neshama, beautiful. But Rav Nelson tells us here that everybody has something that their friend doesn't have. And he quotes the Torah in the Aram Rabbi Nachman Sefer. And he says it's super important to be able to remember that every Jew has that neshama, but a different connection to Hashem than everybody else. Da'akein, hutzur kol zimnos kol Yisrael kol yotzei tzava. And that's why they needed to be able to count everyone who was able to go to the army, right? It was 20 and up. Kol ha'yotzei luchom nechamas Hashem b'zeh ha'olam. It wasn't just talking about going out to be able to fight to get into Eretz Yisrael. Is he able to, who's going to be able to go fight the guf, the yetzer tov, the yetzer hara? Who's going to be able to fight off the villains in life? To be able to fight off that negative attitude of, oh, she's cursing and it's this and this and that. That's not the Jewish way. For me, when I saw this bar Torah earlier in the week, I said, this is the Torah that I want to learn. Because it's super, super easy to be so negative, to look down on the Alephot and Manigot, to be able to look down on Alephim kid. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be very blunt right here. I was that kid. Maybe I was just that year, a few years. Maybe some of us were a little more religious, maybe a few years ago. But at the end of the day, who's perfect? And who's now perfect? Nobody's perfect. And every single one of them is just, we're just trying to go on our way. But to be able to look at it in a positive way. Because that's how Hashem looks at it. Hashem looks at us in this way. If Hashem looked at us in a negative way, our lives would be a lot more different. But our job is to be able to look for the good in every single one of them. I just told this to the boys, I'll tell you guys. The Sasemas teaches us, if you love your friend like yourself, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Everyone knows the YBC, the hafta, yeah? Before your time? No? Everyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Don't do it now. Chill. I know. Okay, right. I mean, unless you do it with Marasha, it's three together, whole thing. Very good. Good. I'm holding. Which is, no, that's Pesach. That's Pesach we got. I'm not as in kashrus on the Pesach. Good. You have to love your friend like yourself. The Sasemis teaches an incredible thing. Right, Rabbi Kiva says that klag all the Torah. But the Sasemis teaches is an incredible thing. He says you have to love your friend like yourself. But first, who do you have to love?
Yourself.
And I tell this to my wife. My wife's a guidance counselor. Tila knows from Boca. Usually, she doesn't tell me specifics, obviously, because then she wouldn't have a job and I wouldn't have a job and I'd have to move back to New York. Nothing against New York, but I'm out. We're in Florida now, Baruch Hashem. No, we should be in Zohar to be in Shalim. But one step closer to Yerushalayim is out of New York. It's too much traffic and everyone's yelling at each other. It's whatever. But it was nice to be able to go to a restaurant after 8:30 and get a marv after 9:30. In the book, everyone's sleeping at like 6:30 and everyone's old. Whatever. Not for now. But so I was telling my wife, and I said, it's so, and she tells me all the time, the people that come into her office, she's the guy, one of the guidance counselors there, are usually, again, not for like the big things, are the people that have low self-esteem. Are the people that are getting bullied, the bullies, quote-unquote, are those the people that have negative feelings about themselves. It's not the kids who are, you know, we view those people that the cooler kid is, oh, they're so confident, and they're putting other people down. No. Those are the people that lack the self-confidence because they had to put other people down to make themselves feel better. I know I have a friend that I'm thinking of straight up. I'm recording now, so he doesn't listen to my things anyways, but I know he's Russian hard, but I remember simply, like, it's so simple. His self-confidence is so low. In high school, it was like, I just didn't think of it. But now, I grew up a few years older, you see that usually the people that are down on others because they're down on themselves, is they don't see the Nekuda Tova within them. This is actually, if you go to page 2 for a second, we're going to go back to page 1 right over there. So I gave you guys page 2, but I didn't give you guys this passage because I wanted to save the trees over here, but I'll just read it for right here because this is what we're up to. Just like we have to look for the good. And again, it's not. This isn't on page 2, but we're going to get, but this is the paragraph that he says after the paragraph that you have. Just like we said, how important is it to look for the Nekuda Tova within others, it's important to look for the Nekuda Tova within yourself. This is where he goes into his very much into his Rabbi Nachman mode. That's very important to always be besimcha, to stay far, far away from sadness, to stay far away from it's pig, it's treif. To be sad because, you know, your trunk or you lost your phone, whatever it is, or your boyfriend broke up with you on the first Shabbos at Camp Marsha. Joke. Guess you guys okay? It can't happen. Especially on Shabbos. Rabbi Nachman was very, very big about being simple always, but Shabbos to be extra careful to make sure that we try our best to be positive. Even if it's hard and the girls are making noise and you want to get a nap in on Shabbos afternoon. Good. And maybe you're gonna think, you know what? I messed up today. I didn't get up to daven. Maybe today, you know, I didn't have the beshmona yesterday. I wasn't really feeling this Merzav guy coming. And I'm filled with a lot of chayt. The roads of Adam Lapil had been for Atzus Moshe. You're falling into pressure. Chas v'shom. God forbid. Says Rabbi Nachman. I'm picking usher lo lipo mizeh. So it's usher. Usher to eat pig and usher to view yourself like this. You have to find something good. You got up this morning, you said Moda'ani, you got up this morning, you said Netilas Adam. Focus on the little things that you did. Focus on the one mitzvah, he says. It can't be that your entire life you didn't do anything good. That you didn't help, you know, go down yesterday in the middle of the rain, or you didn't help yesterday, you know, help the kids get off the bus. Going to the bus was like a very big, like, traumatic experience because like everyone's like rushing to their beds and you're giving in the phones and everyone's all their food and their drink and just I was in another camp for a few years and it's a very I've had just giving the phones is just very they should be giving their iPhone 6 shkoich. Give me your iPhone 12 and then give me your other iPhone 12. I give everyone a lot of credit. It was everyone by the bus able to greet or yesterday in the rain. For the yacha, I was watching people stand in the rain. It was incredible. But at the end of the day, we're able to realize, just like we have to look for the good within others, we have to look for the good within ourselves. Super, super important. That you guys decided to be able to come to Camp Marsha. It's so easy. Not saying anything bad about any other program, but what we're doing here is to find in the Nekuda Tova. Yes, in that Frisch kid, and then SAR kid, and then Hafter kid, SKA, DRS, that LA kid, that Israel kid, wherever the kids come from. There's a kid here in public school who's putting on tefillin, I think, for the first time. And I didn't have to tell him once. But he has his kippah off during basketball. So what am I going to be with? Am I going to get the kippah off or the tefillin? It's so easy and it's so natural to be negative. We grow up in such a... it's just human nature. But just because it's natural doesn't mean that it's good. Right? Every midah, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, every midah, we're in this world to work in our midahs. Rav Yisrael Salanter actually says something also. He says that just like we have our physical traits from our parents, we also get their mitos. As actually in today's Daf Yomi. In today's Daf Yomi, I just saw it right before. That wasn't like a flex. I'm trying to do the Daf. It's art scroll. I'm trying my best. So it says here that the Gemara says that there was a woman who had a very strong craving. She was pregnant. A very strong craving on Yom Kippur to eat something. And they go and they told, I think it was Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan, like, what should we do? It's Yom Kippur. And but the Gemara says it's Sakanas Nefashos, it's dangerous, what should you do? So Rebbe says to go whisper to her that it's Yom Kippur. So like they whispered it to her, the Gemara says. And what ended up happening, I think they said that Rabbi Yochanan, she didn't eat. She got like recharged about Yom Kippur, and her taiva went away. The next story goes that I think another time of the Gemara, and she wasn't able to. It was Yom Kippur, and she was hungry, and they went over and they told her, what should we do? I think the other time it says go tell her Yom Kippur, and she couldn't. And then she said to eat, and ended up happening is that the baby came out not to be a great guy. I think the Gemara says that he wasn't like a Russia, but he was like charging the poor like a swindler. No, he's a bad dude. He wasn't killing people though. He was just ripping off them money, you know, like when you go to Ben Yehuda, sometimes the taxi drivers will be like 40 shekels, it's really like 20 shekels, and you have to handle them, Moneh, not Moneh. It's a whole thing. I cannot tell you how many times I've had the pleasure of handling with 25 or 30. That's always the with the taxi drivers. But it's not so posh not going in the Moneh, because then they're really, everyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then if they're doing it not the Moneh, then they're kind of like just taking it for themselves. But I don't know. Is that the thing? Like, yep.
Yeah. Hey,
but then I feel like when they're doing the Moneh, like they know all the side streets where all the traffic is, and like I'm just like, that thing is just going up and up. And they're just like, yeah, it's the taxi lane. You know what I'm talking about? Like on Yafo, the taxi, like, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a taxi lane, and then you're just like, okay, like, just get me to Shari Chesed. I just got to get back for Shabbos. My wife has an apartment in Shari Chesed. So going from Meisharim to Shari Chesed, usually 25, 30 shekel, but when you got the Moneh going, and the guy knows how to make a good right and a left, could be a good easy 40, 45 shekels. Okay, not for now. At the end of the day, the Nekuda Tova is that guy's just, he's trying to make a living. He's trying to make a living. So easy to look down on him too. So where are we? Are we here? Yeah. Oh, so Rav Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yisrael Salanter said, just like we look like our parents physically, we also get their midos. Our parents give down our midos. That's why in the story of the Gemara, is that the mother that was able to conquer that Yetzirah, the conquer that desire to eat on Yom Kippur, she was able to conquer it, that she had a tzaddik, and the person that wasn't, that the baby, he ended up being some swindler and ripping off the poor Jews. At the end of the day, not saying anything bad about our parents, chas v'shalom, but I know that my parents have certain midos, and my wife is so kind enough to tell me that I also have certain traits that, very kindly, but at the end of the day, it's true. It's emes, it's true. But not just because we have those midos doesn't mean that we're not there to be able to try to work on them one step at a time. Let's go back to page one, because I just want to finish the Torah. The first word on the line is Yisrael, Kidei Orkov, Nevejet. Good. Zeh Perish Rashi. Let's skip that because it gets a little bit Kabbalistic there. Yeah, Shaliday. Shaliday Haskar Shemosim Akedoshim. So through mentioning their names, Nisora Nekuda Tova Shish Behem Bechol Echa Veechad Shubuchino Shmo Yisvarach. You call them in your name, you're actually being awakening Hashem within them. Right? You know the word Arizal, famous Arizal. The Arizal says that the word Neshama, the middle letters of Neshama is Shem. That your name is your essence. Your name is your, so if you ever look at your essence, not just your English name, but my name is Ari Yosef. I always feel like I have strong pullings to Yosef in the Torah and to different things about Ari, to be a Gibor Ka'ari. So everyone has to know your first name and your middle name, not just what you're called. It's your full name. That's your connection. That's your calling. Ki anekuda tova hu b'chinas ha'lechelek elokam imal. Like we said from the Baal Tanya, it says it right here. That the good point that you have within you is his mamash Hashem. Sheyesh b'chol echad ve'echad shehu b'chinas shmo yisparach. When I say, when Rabbi Nassim says to look for the good is Hashem. When we understand that You're a good davener, or if you're a good learner, but if we can't be kind and caring, we're not seeing the neshama within every single Jew. We're not seeing that pintaliyid, like all the Sram call it. You ever heard of that concept called the pintaliyid? The pintaliyid, that spark, that Jewish spark, that at the end of the day, that every single Jew has. No matter what they've done, no matter where they are in life, no matter their skirts or parents, or doesn't matter. Every Jew has that neshama. Has that Kodesh Baruch Hu in it. Every single time we go from weekday to holy, I believe means it's like preventative. The things that hold us back. When we left Mitzrayim, we need 49 days to be able to get cleaned up. Right? Rabbi Nassim, what he's doing right here. He's saying he's talking about all the times that Hashem counted Klal Yisrael. Where usually and only after we messed up, after Mitzrayim, after the ego, after Parshas Pinchas, after the whole thing with Kazmi and Zimri. But Nachlu Menom Achakach Keshayut Srichim Litar Me'ol Banzet. I did my Sam Mishkan, and the Mishkan was Metakin the Chid Egel. He came, and he says here in our Parsha today, Shabbos is Parsha. King Keshenotlu I did my Sam Bilum Midyam Menom Achakach Keshenitzel Me'em. Ki Aminyan Hu La'ora Nekuda Tova Shish Pchoecha Minsrael. Then there, Nelson says, Hashem doesn't just count us when it's going well. Hashem counts us, especially dafka after we mess up. That the love for our Kaddish, the love for a father for his children is forever. You say a story about the Lubavitch Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. I'll tell you a story about the second Rebbe in a second. The Alter Rebbe, the first about the Baal Tanya. So they once asked him, "What's more important? What's more important, loving Hashem or loving his people, loving Jews? What's more important, Avas Hashem or Avas Yisrael?" It's a good question, no? So he said, they're equal. And then he changed his mind. He said, no, I changed my mind. Avas Yisrael is more important. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Malachi, Ki ahavti etchem. Hashem says, I love them. I love the Jewish people. So the Alter Rebbe said, when you love a Jew, and you look for the good within a Jew, who are you also ultimately loving? Loving Hashem. I know when a teacher sends me an email about my kid doing something good, you know, mitzvah or whatever, this and that. You're doing something good for me. You're not only doing something good for my kid, but you're doing something good for me. Darizal, everyone been to Tzfat? Yeah? Tzfat? So have you been to the cemetery over there? The with the blue, light blue? It's very, very important to go Shana Bet if you haven't gone because of COVID or whatever. Important to go up to Tzfat. It's a different air over there. Just the different part of Eretz Yisrael up north. Meiron, Tzfat, Tveria. It's very, very, very important to go at least once. So on Arizal's kever, it says, and this is actually, I try to remember if I can, that Arizal said that before you daven, it's important to accept upon yourself the mitzvah of Ahavzorecha Kamocha. That you should say, Hareini Mikat, this is actually brought down Lalacha, the Magen Avraham brings this down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should say before you daven in the morning, or Mincha, or Ma'ariv, or whenever you talk to Hashem. Davening doesn't have to be three times a day. It can't be in the bathroom, but at the end of the day, talking to Hashem as you're going on the road, that it should be an easy Erev Shabbos, and the girl's electric thing shouldn't burn down the bunk, Chas V'Shalom. I remember a few years ago we didn't have water. Anyone here for that summer? There wasn't water on the first Shabbos. My wife was literally in the pool giving everyone the whole. It was very interesting. That was a very interesting Erev Shabbos. But the Bitta Daven, okay, so Arizal says that you should take upon the mitzvah of Avdel Chemoka before we daven. What? What does it have to do with it? What does it have to do with anything? Avdel Yisrael, talking to Hashem. So all the Sram explained, Rav Shor and all the Sram explained the same exact thing. When a Jew realizes that you're not just here to serve Hashem, but part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of serving Hashem is finding the good within every single Jew. Before you go to your father or mother, but you're hanging, like I remember Motzei Shabbos, one of the car, I have a twin sister. If I was, you know, ranking on her at the Shabbos table in high school, or even now, and wanted the keys Motzei Shabbos, I wasn't getting no keys. You're staying home or you have to get a ride. And depending on what I said, maybe I wasn't even allowed out of the house. Because all our parents want is one thing. Well, they want a lot of things. But one of the things, one of the main things that gives a lot of parents nachas is to be able to see when siblings get along. And one of the things that's really hard, we're blessed to have two boys and two girls, is when they hit each other and they fight with each other, there's nothing that tears your heart more than that. Nothing that tears your heart more than watching the siblings not get along. And that's why the Arizal had this practice. Maybe we could try it already starting today. That person should say the words before I daven. I'm taking upon myself the mitzvah of hadar v'chemocha. And even if there are a couple of girls who are talking in the middle of davening, I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm going to be patient, because at the end of the day, you know what? They could have stayed in bed and they could have gone to a different camp, but they're here and they showed up to davening. And I'm going to really try my best to look for the nekuda tova, like Rabbi Nachman says, to find the nekuda tova within them. And if we do that, especially during the 3 weeks, it all starts with this. This is 3 weeks 101. Finding the good within every Jew, right? To all that we know, Gemara and Yoma and Tassim Abay says that the Bais Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. How do we bring it back? Avas Chinam. If we don't have the Bais Hamikdash, Yerushalmi says every single year we don't have it back. As if it was destroyed. My wife, there's a few things that my wife likes. She likes the mic. She likes attention, but she doesn't like giving shirim. Does not like. Tila, I don't know if you know it, but she does not like giving shirim. Rabbi Maskel just forced her, I don't know, forced, but strongly encouraged her to give a shir in Boca a few months ago. And she was saying, this is so crazy, because I was just talking to one of the Shalvim guys here. She was saying, only until that she heard on Friday that it was a Shalvim guy, then did she actually like start thinking about exactly what happened Meron. But what happened to Thursday night? Thursday night, every single time, it went from 20 to 30 to 35 to 40. And then only Friday morning did we hear. Then she started to think that, you know, this is crazy. This isn't what she was asking herself. And I was asking the same question. But why? Why did it have to be? It happens to be that Dani, Alav Hashom's, his grandparents live in Boca. And we know them a little bit. But why did it have to do that? Why did we have to wait for someone to be ahead of me in the modern Orthodox world? There was 44 other people there that we knew, that we didn't know, but at the end of the day, they were, and she said, and I think we just have to, we so far programmed ourselves, that we go in yeshiva world, and we just look, and this, especially in the Surfside thing, it's crazy. It's crazy what's happening. Not another number, another child. We're just like, so okay, scroll, but we didn't have time to think, like, no, that person has a family, and that person had an neshama, and that person had parents and grandparents. And was it, I'm not saying anything against Donnie. I mean, I saw Donnie's, you saw his learning thing, you saw his schedule of his day, it wasn't normal. And Dukas told me, like, or another one of the guys, because I'm just trying to make it about Dukas, but he was very quiet about it. You would never know this about him. You would never know this about someone. But at the end of the day, every single one of our campers is a Donnie Morris. Whether they're actualizing that or not, that's yet to be determined. But everyone has that potential. Everyone has that nekuda tova. Everyone has that pintaliyid and had that potential. Just to end off, just Reish Pei Beis over here on page 2, because he says really the same. I just wanted you guys to see the source. You saw the Rabbi Nassim, but this is really the main source, probably the most famous Torah. You know, the Kutim Aran. The Kutim Aran is Rabbi Nachman's magnum opus, some fancy word, but basically saying that's his main sefer. Did I pronounce that right? Magnum opus, yeah? He's got a 1050 on SAT, so not too good. Kitzorach lo dimas kol olim l'chavskos, a person should be very careful to judge every person favorably. Va'afilu mishu rasha gomor, even someone who's a rasha gomor. Rasha gomor. Even someone who's an evil, completely evil person, tzorach l'chapis l'imtzobo ezem atov. A person should be very careful to find the good within them, even in a Rasha Gomer. Oh, so you're thinking about Hitler? I'm not talking about Hitler right here. I don't think Rabbi Nachman talking about Hitler. I'm talking about someone who's literally trained Kal Shabbos, who care less about Kashas, care about anything. A person that looks for the good within anything, everyone. Shiboso Ma'at Eino Rasha. So now he gives us practical. He tells us that through you judging him in your head to the positive side, you actually cause them to change one step at a time. You might not see it, but you know that they say that the yawning is contagious, right? It's a thing, right? Sneezing is contagious, yawning is contagious. right? Not COVID, but not only COVID is contagious, right? There are other things. So too, when you speak positively, you're actually going to cause other people to act positively as well. See the top line over there? Second line. That through finding the good within them, you're causing them to now want to act differently by your thoughts. By your thoughts now, leaving the GMP right now, and you're going to go up there, or in a few hours, everyone's going to get ready for Shabbos, and they're going to do the whole 7-hour preparation. And you're thinking, "Wow, look at this kid, look at this girl. She loves Shabbos so much. She's getting ready for Shabbos 3.5 hours and 4. Not about the Shabbos one." Shabbos books is built. That's not so easy. That's like, look at this kid. And I'm not saying to be naive. We all know on the outer it's for the Shabbos books, right? Yeah. But down deep where it's coming from, it's for Shabbos. It's the covered Shabbos. And if when we think like that, again, no one's gonna walk out of here, including myself, and start. It takes time, people, to work on it and to be realistic, 100%. But to try our best to be able to do this. It's a real thing. It's a real, real thing. This is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. V'on ma'at v'ein rasha. V'isbonanta amakomo v'einin. Simply translated is v'on ma'at, a little bit. V'ein rasha, v'isbonanta amakomo v'einin. You look at the rasha and you think about him and there's nothing there. What is it? What, how does he explain this Pasuk? Ha'inusha Pasuk mazir. This pasuk is declaring and warning us. Ladun is kol lekaf schus. We should be careful to judge everybody person favorably. Va'afa pisha at the roash in Rosh Hashanah. Looks like on the outside maybe they're not doing the best things. Ava pikein. Sarech ata lechapis ulevakish limso b'ma'at tov. To look for the good. Shisham ino rasha. And over there there's nothing rasha here. And this way look how he puts it back in the pasuk. The zeu, va'od ma'at ein rasha. What does that mean? Va'od ma'at ein rasha. Shetzorach ato levakish va'od ma'at tov sheish va'odan. Look for the good. Shesham ein rasha. He avach yishu rasha. Ech efshar she'in lo ba'ma'at tov adan. He can't be that this kid didn't do anything good in their life. They're kibra ve'in, or they came to davening, or whatever it is. They have to find something good about them. Ki ech efshar shelo ase izem mitzvah davar tov miyama. He can't be at the end of the day. And then go a few lines down. So ba'omad in Russia, if you look for the good, v'isbonant amakomo ve'ininu. Hainu, ki tishisbonet v'staka amakomo medragoso, v'ininu sham, makoma risho. Look for the good, then everything else will fall away. Ki adei shemotsi ba'omad tov, eizei nekuru tova v'dan osom chaskos. Aizei motzino so ve'en mitzarin. Keep you guys the rest of the page. But at the end of the day, he says, the thing that here, that I think that we did see from Nassim, he says that your positive thought actually changes the outlook. Will actually change the thing happening. Will actually change what's actually happening in front of you. But through not just thinking positively, but actually trying to consciously think constantly against that negative human nature, or the way we grew up, or the way we were programmed, and to really try our best to always look for the good. When we do that, you're actually causing others to behave in a more positive, in a more tznius, in a more Jewish, and more connecting to the neshama the good way. It's so easy to be negative. And I'm saying this to myself, and I don't mean this, I'm sure everyone here is an incredible positive person. It's so easy to be negative. That our job is to be Avram, not to be a student of Bilam. Right? The Mishnah says it pretty good. It says the difference of the Talmidim of Bilam and Avram is to be an Ayin Tova or an Ayin Ra. Why? I won't sort of shout. I have till 12, right? Till 12? Is that okay?
Yeah,
everyone's like, sometimes people look into watches and are a few minutes early, whatever. So I just heard, I think, Rav Schechter say on the Parsha Shir last week, he said, why does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos, what's the difference between, it says the Talmidim of Bilam and the Talmidim of Avram. It doesn't say Avram and Bilam. It says, what is the difference between the Talmidim, the students of Bilam, and the students of Avram? So he quoted the Mefarshim, I'm not sure, I don't think he quoted anyone specifically, but he said, you could tell someone's personality by their students. Right? I know when Rav Schechter comes to Boca, we have the privilege to have Rav Schechter every year, once a year, B'Yayin Hara, besides last year for COVID. When Rav Schechter speaks, when he was in Ryu, I had no idea what was flying. Now, he's just an incredible Talmud Chacham, incredible. Now I started reading some of his English Sfarim. There's this Jew from Sikh that started to put out his Sfarim in English. I feel like I'm in the presence of Rav Agent. It's just simple. When Rav Schechter talks, he doesn't go 5 minutes or 10 minutes without quoting his Rebbe. Rav Schechter said that why does the Mishnah says Ma'bein Talmid of Bilam and Avram? Because it's not just Bilam and Avram. Is that you could see someone's essence by looking at their students. If the students are positive, if their students are negative, then it's a reflection on the parent, it's a reflection on the teacher, it's a reflection on the person. Just look at the things I just gave you. The page one was Reb Nelson, page two was Rabbi Nachman. And I think it's Rashi in this week's parsha, Moshe and Yoshua. Reb Nelson was Yoshua, and Moshe was Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman was the Rebbe, Moshe was the Rebbe, Yoshua was the student. Look how similar the Torah is. The idea from page one to page two is that it's the same thing. Because at the end of the day, the student was completely drawn to the Rebbe, was drawn to that message, and that translated into his own writing, that translated into Parshas Pinchas. Something that he might have heard years before. But when someone is so connected to the Rebbe, it translates. So I'm going to end off with one story by finding the good. It's a story about Rav Cook. Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook. I highly, highly recommend a book on Rav Cook called An Angel Among Men. Anybody have it? From a Simcha Raz. Go on Amazon. It's like $30, $35. But it'll be well worth your money. If anyone is... Rav Cook in Hebrew is very poetic. For me, it's very hard Hebrew. Taking out that green dictionary that I'm sure all the Shana girls have. You know that green dictionary? You know what I'm talking about. It's very hard. But to be able to learn about Rav Cook in English is incredible. Simcha Raz. It's called An Angel Among Men. So there's a story that Rav Cook, I think, was first becoming chief rabbi or rabbi of, I'm not sure if it was Yerushalayim or of different town. And what happened is that in the middle of laning, they came to Rav Cook and they told him, there's a Jewish shop open. Let's go tell him to close in the middle of laning, like in the middle of an aliyah. Rav Cook said, after davening, I have no problem, we'll go there, but I have one condition, that everybody follows my lead. Everybody follows my lead, and that's it. I'll go. We'll go to the Jewish owner who's keeping his shop open, but you have to follow my lead. He said, no problem, as long as we go. So they went to somewhere in Yerushalayim, and this guy has a shop open, and Rav Cook says two words. He goes to the owner, and let's call him Shlomo. He says, Shlomo, good Shabbat Shalom. And he walks away, and everybody else was with him. I'd say 5-10 guys were with him, and said good Shabbos. The story goes that guy, the next Shabbos, had his doors closed. Rav Cook had that ability of the Nekuda Tova. This wasn't just a Lubavitch thing, or a Chabad thing, or a Bresov thing. This is a Jewish thing, to look for the good. It's so easy that Rav Cook could have looked down. Rav Cook was famous for this. This is why a lot of the Haredi rabbis then, and even now, they don't learn Rav Cook, because Rav Cook was so into seeing the neshama. That the old yeshiva and the new yeshiva stop looking at, they're being Mechal Shabbos. Look at their artistic value. Look at what they're doing. Not saying that he was okay with Mechal Shabbos, he was very strong against it. But at the end of the day, to be able to, you draw them in by looking at the neshama, by saying the Shabbos. Rav Weinberger, my Rebbe, always says that, you know, those people on yeshiva world, and maybe you saw in Yerushalayim, you see in Meir Shalom, they throw rocks at cars. Oh, so Rav Weinberger made a joke. He said, oh, someone's going to come out of the car and say, oh, Shabbos, right, I forgot, okay, I'll get out of the car now. That doesn't work. Oh, all right, you're throwing a rock at Shabbos? Okay, I forgot, I'm going to walk home now. That's ridiculous. Saying Shabbos, throwing rocks, that's not the Jewish way. The Jewish way is saying good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. The Jewish way is seeing the good. And it's so easy to be negative. But please, God, Amir Hashem, and the Schuss of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nelson, the Schuss of the Babach Rebbe, the Schuss of Rav Cook, Yishov Bizoch, one day at a time to look for the good within ourselves. Number one, starting within ourselves, and we look for the good within ourselves, then we can see the good within others as well, Amir Hashem. Thank you, guys. Shabbat, thank you, guys.